So there's this old saying that says, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. This past week, I've been given a pile of bricks covered in shit. But it's alright, because it's part of life sometimes. And it's about what you do with the bricks and how you clean up the shit that matters. So let's get into this. Alex?
What's up?
Alright, so this is a little unorthodox podcast because
We're sitting in a car. We're sitting in my car, actually.
Yeah, we're tight on time this week because we have a vacation coming up in the weekend later this week. We're heading out.
More like tomorrow.
And I was out pretty much all of last week and really Monday and Tuesday of this week. It is what, June 28th?
It is July 28th.
July 28th, yeah. Okay.
Did you lose track of time?
Always. And so yeah, I had a close family member, friend, it was pretty much like family, passed away, and it was tough. He was probably like my oldest, best friend. He was 72 years old, but 18 years old at heart. And I really looked up to him a lot. So that was pretty tough for me. And I was away last week on a business trip. So me and Alex have been just playing catch up. Emotionally, I've been gathering myself and mentally too. Alex has been holding down the fort a lot, business-wise. Keeping in touch with the clients and stuff. And I've just kind of been doing what I can. We're getting back into the rhythm of things today. But yeah.
Yeah, it's been unorthodox episode. It's been an unorthodox past few weeks, but you know, this is just like a little side track curveball that life throws, and
there's gonna be
you gotta just swing
hundreds of thousands of those or thousands of those in your life, and it's just what I've learned is how you handle them and how you tackle it and move forward.
Exactly, and like you mentioned, there's going to be multiple times where you face some kind of, like, you know, obstacle or roadblock or some kind of adversity, some kind of problem. Issue or problem. You just got to know how to overcome it. I think it's easy to just sit there and dwell and, like, get lost in it.
It helps, too, when you surround yourself with people that, you know, want the best for you and
right.
Care about you.
And that's why I like to preach, like, surround yourself with people that truly want the best for you, because if you're surrounded by people that are selfish and are just looking out for themselves, which many people are, you're not going to have a good support system when you are down and when you need that helping hand and when you need someone to be there for you. You're not going to have anyone that's going to truly, you know, go out of their way to help you. So that's why it's very important to surround yourself by a bunch of good people and quality over quantity, you know,
and do things you enjoy doing. Like, the burial was yesterday, but also went and played flag football at night for like 3 hours.
It's a good mental,
like, yeah, like just clear. Literally didn't do anything. I didn't communicate with anybody else except who was there on the field, and played my heart out. I was energized. I was running up and down the field. I was literally in the zone, and that kind of let me emotionally heal myself to the point where I can gather myself and continue focusing on the stuff I have to do in my business life and in my personal life. It still hurts mentally. Like, I'm gonna sometimes want to contact this person and stuff like that, but it's not there anymore. So that's tough, because we did communicate pretty often and we had a lot of plans, but hey, life has plans of its own. So
yeah, and it's always like, you know how you said you played flag football, it's always good to have something there to,
yeah,
you know, fall back on, not fall back on, but like, you know, some activities or some things you enjoy doing that'll help take your mind off things for you, even if it's a brief and short period of time. Like for me, for example, it's, you know, mixed martial arts. Whenever I'm, you know, extra stressed or I'm worrying about something or something's going on, I turn to MMA, and, you know, that's where I take out all my stresses and put all my energy toward. And so it's good to have something to fall back on and
keeps you young and healthy.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, man, it's been an unorthodox past couple of weeks, but you know, we're getting through it. You're getting through it, and just keep pushing, man.
Yeah, yeah. This person would have wanted the best for me and wanted me to keep going and go for it. And he told me himself that he's lived his life. He was 71 years old, and he's like, dude, I could die tomorrow and I'll be happy. My daughters will be taken care of. They're gonna live their lives, beautiful lives, and go from there. So yeah, I have nothing but happiness in that peace of mind that from him telling me that. I'm grateful that I heard those words from him when I did, because now I'm just can focus on myself and gather myself and just keep moving forward.
Right.
Which is part of the process. You got to heal when people are hurt and stuff. You have to heal. You have to identify what the issues are, how you can become a better person from that, and just move forward, and just keep, you know, a place in their heart for them, a place in your heart for them, and in your memories, they'll live on forever. That's my take.
No, yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I think as long as, you know, like life is very, it's cliche, but it's short. And, you know, it's unexpected, and you just got to keep living your life to the fullest, because it's truly a gift.
Yeah, let's go. Let's double down on that. So a lot of people kind of resent their lives and dwell on the negative
stuff.
Yeah, the negative parts in their lives. And realistically, life's too short for that. So you got to
focus in on the positive things, on the stuff.
Identify the negative, good. Let that help you and become a better person. And it's going to exist. It's not going to not be there. There's always going to be problems in life. Just focus on the positive and see how you can kind of keep that trend going. Things are going to, your car's going to break down. You're going to have sick family members and things like that always, no matter what. But it's about how you handle the situation. And you can only prepare yourself for that and these situations little by little, identifying each one as they come along and improving little by little. If not, you're just going to try to conquer everything when shit hits the fan, let's say, and you're not gonna be able to because mentally you're not ready.
Exactly. And it's all a mental game, really. It's all mental, it's perspective, it's how you react and act. And, you know, just focus on anything positive, because whatever you focus and shift your energy on, that's the energy you're gonna give off, the energy you're gonna feel. So if you have negative and positive things going on in your life, but you're more worried about the negative stuff, you're more focused on the negative stuff, you're gonna exude negative energy onto others. You're just gonna feel negative all the time, and that's not the way to live life. So focus on the positive, make sure to exude positivity and have that positive mindset, and that'll ensure that you have a happy and at least a happier and more positive life, and that you really get to enjoy life.
I'm gonna give an example. I got a speeding ticket once, and I was waiting in the court, and I hear this guy saying that, oh, the system's out to get him. It's only meant to put people like him and spend money and fines and stuff like that. And I go to look at him, I'm like, bro, what are you in here for? He's like, oh, I was speeding. I'm like, okay, and you got caught, right? He's like, yeah, the cop pulled me over. I'm like, okay, don't fucking speed and you won't get a ticket, like, point simple. Like, he's like, no, but he was coming out for me only. Like, everybody else was speeding. I'm like, no, bro. He just picked you out of all the cars over there, and that's it. It is what it is. And be a man. This guy was, like, probably 30-something years old. And it's like, yo, like, grow up. Like, nobody's out to get you. It's only who you allow people to come out and get to you, and you feel that way. By you feeling that way, that's basically you creating the scenario in your head for no reason. Nobody's out to get you.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think like the main emphasis that we're trying to portray is just, stay positive, have a positive mindset, and just bask in the moment, enjoy life, be present, don't worry about the future too much, don't stress about the past too much, just live in the moment and be happy.
Yeah, we make a lot of decisions based on our past
and our future. Like a lot of
the future of what you want, but I don't really look at the future that much. I kind of see where I'm going to be, I want to be, and leave it at that. But the past, I don't let that change my decision that I make right now. Yeah. I don't let that affect
a lot of people do, though. Like, a lot of people, they either dwell on the past so much, don't even realize it, and it affects their future. Or the opposite, they're so focused on the future that they stop themselves from getting to what they're, what they want.
Yeah,
to
it's
do.
Like that hanging candy that they're chasing after always that never can reach, because they want it so badly, but they don't do the stuff that it takes and the actions that it takes to get there. So, yeah.
On another note, we have a little mini vacay this weekend, and it's going to be nice, just to get away from things.
It's funny how life works out. Like, my buddy passed away, but now I know what? I get to go out this weekend and kind of enjoy life, take a step back from everything, and really, spend time with people I care about and just go from there.
Yeah, and get mentally prepared for quarter four of the year.
Q4, yeah. No, we still got Q3.
We're still in Q3?
Yeah, bro.
We are in Q3. My math is off right now. I haven't had my caffeine for the day.
Yeah.
So, we're in the tail end of Q3. Q4 is right around the corner.
Q3 is Q3 just started. It's the seventh month.
No, Q3 ends in August. September Q4 starts. Yes.
No.
So Q1 is January through March. Uh-huh. Q2 is April through
June.
All right, whatever. Q3 is July through September. There, so you go. Yeah, exactly. We're halfway through Q3. All right.
One third.
Anyway. Well, we still got to prepare. Start, getting prepared for Q4.
Oh, for sure.
So, I was a little off there.
Q4 is a season of closed clients.
Well, every Q.
It is every Q, but the first two, we were pretty much focusing on a process.
Yeah, Q3 now is, I think we kind of have the process down packed.
Yeah, we have people reaching out to us. Hey, we need marketing. We pretty much tell them yes or no if we want to work with them, if they have the budget that they have that we can work with. If not, we can't really waste our time.
Exactly. And Q4, I think Q4 is going to be the biggest quarter of this year.
No, for sure. Every following quarter is going to be the biggest quarter. From here to the sun stops shining.
Yep, that's pretty much it, man. I think that's it.
Yeah, it was a quick update. We didn't really have anything planned to talk about today, but
we'll be back to our normal two episodes a week next week.
Yeah, we'll close one off this week. Maybe in Orlando, we'll do one in the room if we get a chance. And yeah, we'll go from there.
All right. Well, thank you guys for continuously listening. Don't forget to...
It's a little life update.
Give us 5 stars, because, like I love to say, we fucking deserve it.
Yeah, we deserve it.
Give us 5 stars, share the podcast, tell your friends and family to listen. And until next time, guys.
Rest in peace, Frank. Rest in paradise. Till next time.